my friend. This is Dan Riley. I'm calling you from the mountain on a chilly but beautiful November night. The stars are out, and I just walked over from our house of peace. If you've been here, you would remember our home and possibly its fireplace. And as I walk my way to St. Joe's Hermitage, where I'm sitting right now on the deck here, I could smell the sweet, sweet smoke coming from our fireplace. And I was thinking earlier today, when I was thinking of this conversation with you, a brief one, hopefully, that bonfires are part of this time of year. And they're wonderful to gather around on a chilly night. Possibly you've done it in the summertime or even in the spring. But the fall is a particular time for a bonfire, and its name comes from what it means to come through a season when things need to be cleaned up and move on. Bon, goodness, fire burning up. It's a purgative thing, a cleaning and emptying out of a house possibly, or clearing a field. But tonight, what I'm smelling is wood that's been harvested by Joe and others here so that we can be warm. A good fire warms us as well as cleaning and opening up a new season. Indeed, that's where we are. Soon, a new season of the year will begin. And so we place beside us and behind us possibly other things. No, it's not Lent I'm talking about, but it is Advent. Advent, the opening door to the beautiful celebration of Christmas, we would say, and also deeper still always has been the season of Advent, the awaiting the opening, the new entrance of God into our life, the eternal coming of Christ. And just before that is the Sunday this year, November 20th, and in the past has been called the Feast of Christ the King. But I was looking through our new liturgy and pondering it and getting ready to pray with congregations, and possibly you've ever already been open, if you've been to a church, to what we call the new liturgy, the new words for Mass and our liturgical life and the church. It's interesting. And next year at this time, we'll be preparing once again in our annual cycle to celebrate the coming of Christ. But prior to that, and at the end of the year, we sort of burn up old images of God in places and times when our lives have been mired and maybe lost in darkness rather than in the warmth of a bright light in the middle of a dark world. Next year, possibly before, but now I see rather than only the Feast of Christ our King, it's Christ, King of the Universe, King in the opening prayer of all creation. I welcome you and me in this difficult time, possibly in your own life and certainly in our world, to feel that presence, the burning of old images, and even as we begin with new prayer and liturgy, excuse me, and a new time for our own lives, a preparation for new words. But here are some old words, just as sort of a simple reflection. You might hear them if you're in church on Sunday, November 20th this year. The first reading for Eucharist is from Ezekiel. The words that we hear are, as a shepherd tends his flock when he finds himself among scattered sheep, so will I tend my sheep. I will rescue them from every place where they were scattered when it was cloudy and dark, and I myself will pasture my sheep. I myself will give them rest, says the Lord God. The lost I will seek out, the stray I will bring back, the injured I will bind up, and the sick I will heal. What a promise for one we call the universal or everlasting King, the King of all creation, that he would have and promise you and me right now an intimate relationship, a tending of our woundedness, a binding up of our broken parts, a healing of our own lives. But what a purgation, what a cleaning, not only of wounds, but of images of a God in the past who might have been distant. As I sit under the dark sky tonight, there's stars out, and I saw a while ago on a flight into Buffalo a beautiful red-green sky, aurora borealis, northern lights. Where are you tonight? I walked over smelling the sweet fire a wood burning, warming a house full of volunteers from some of our poorest cities in the country who were in on retreat at the mountain this week. And I think of you and me. They came here, young women and men, shepherding people there, tending them, one by one, each of them, as Christ does you and me right now. In the hearing of the word, God's love is like a bonfire, not to threaten us, but to clean us and empty out those hurt, dark places. It purges us. And even now as we start new prayers in church, and even now as we get ready for a new Advent, God readies our heart, tends its every need, comes to us as a shepherd in our midst, intimate to you right now. So your brother Dan Riley, Friar from the Mountain, sends peace to you tonight. Thank you for your prayers for us. And let us shepherd each other, for we are well shepherded by the Prince of Peace, the King, the God of all of creation, the Master of the universe, the one who is among us, to tend our very wounds and cradle us and hold us dear in dark and cold nights, in the midst of the bonfire of his own love for us. Peace to you now.
Leave the past in ashes and turn to God. Return to God with tears and fasting. God, you are the God of my rescue. You have helped me. You have healed me. All who love the Lord sing in praises. There are tears at night, but joy.